morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Well, some things that might be of very practical use for you, some other things you probably don't care if you ever heard. And the first one is one that probably doesn't seem very useful, but I found it really interesting. How much toothpaste a person will use in a lifetime, provided he or she brushes twice a day for 2 minutes at a time. An insurance company checked this out. And also just remind us that February is National Children's Dental Health Month, but it takes only 20 seconds for bacteria in a child's mouth to convert to sugar, and that's tooth enamel destroying acid and so on. So how many gallons of toothpaste will you use in a year? Excuse me, in a lifetime. 20 gallons. And that seems kind of unbelievable, but you know, it depends on how long your lifetime is and how many times you brush your teeth, how much toothpaste you use, but perhaps 20 gallons in your lifetime. Whoa, that's a lot of toothpaste. And you want a little clue about if you want to update your fashion picture and you don't want to spend a lot of money, but you say, yeah, I want to do something that's kind of the in thing. Well, buy something or make something that has lots of fringe on it, a dress, a purse, a blouse. Even shoes are showing up with fringe on them. Fringe is in, kind of a fun thing. Now, here's one that's really appropriate for today, and that is about staying warm. And this information comes from Matthew Hickey, who's secretary of the Mountaineering Club of Alaska. Well, what I'm going to mention here is probably not news to you. That first one is that adults lose 10% of the heat through their heads. So are you going to wear a hat? Well, certainly helps. And it would be best, too, if that hat covered your ears. Because think about it. The tips of your ears and the tip of your nose has very little fat. And fat is what helps keep us warm. And if you're going out for very long, want to make sure you cover up your head, your nose, and your ears. What about layering? Yeah, you've heard layering is great. That is true. And even those big poofy coats, jackets, and so on that have down or the other alternatives, that they are really good because they trap air to provide insulation. But even with that, if it's very cold, it's best to have a couple of layers underneath. Probably lightweight. It's the air between that makes a difference, and you know that. And will drinking hot cocoa or some other hot drink help? Well, it may mentally warm you up, but it actually won't raise your body temperature. What will? Just staying hydrated, which means lots of water, whether it's actually cold or whether it's warm. Maybe not with so many ice cubes in it, but it doesn't have to be warm. It's the hydration that helps your body stay the temperature that it should be. So, a couple little things about staying warm. What's next on the list? Well, again, going with the cold weather, and that usually means dry weather. You may have dry skin. One of the things that some of us do, we get out of the shower, get out of the bath, we take a towel and just rub it all over, really just kind of rub all over. Man, probably not a really good idea. If you're going to rub your body, it's best to do it in the water, which exfoliates it. But when you're out of the water, you want to keep some of that moisture in your skin, and a rough rub is not the way to do that. Pat it down till it's still little, you know, not wet, but maybe still has a little moisture. That's the time to put moisturizers on it to help keep that moisture in your skin. Okay, here's another good thing for winter as well as all year long, and that's houseplants. You're going, oh, I can't grow a houseplant. I kill them all. Well, here's a couple of suggestions for some plants that are easier to grow, don't need a whole lot of attention. And the first one, snake plant. That's a tall, skinny thing. And I've also heard it called mother-in-law's tongue. Yeah, they grow almost without care. Probably need watering, maybe about every 10 days or more or less. If the leaves start to droop, that's your time to add water, but they'll pretty much recover. One little word of advice, snake plants can be toxic to pets and children if ingested, so you need them somewhere where pets and kids can't get to them. And if you haven't been hearing about succulents, well, they are the in plant right now. And, you know, I've had a lot of succulents, and usually I kill them. You know why? I put too much water on them. I water them too often. Succulents, some of them don't need water maybe every 2 weeks, maybe even less often than that. And they do need some water once in a while. If you see them kind of shriveling, you know that it's time that they need water. But I found it really interesting, and to some of you this won't mean anything, but some of you master gardeners, or those of you who've attended the garden seminar in the past, one of the speakers that we had for a couple of years was Justin Hancock, and he came from Des Moines. Well, he's in this magazine recommending succulents, and it says he's a gardening expert in Costa Farms in Miami. This is kind of a little connection there. Another easy plant to grow and not so much care is the spider plant, you know, and it keeps producing those little babies that you can keep planting if you want. And finally, I want to mention air plants. But they don't need a lot of water. They do need some, but air plants. And that is going to be one of our garden seminar topics on March 14th. And have you been seeing those ads about where you can replace your credit card with a phone? Well, you're maybe not there yet, but that is going to be, I think, the next really popular thing. One of the things is that it is actually safer to use the download app on your phone than it is to have a regular credit card. And even if you lose your phone, the people who might find it and pick it up couldn't use that credit app that's on your phone, versus, you know, they can use a credit card if you happen to lose that. So there's several reasons. You may just want to look ahead, may not be where you're at now, but sometime in the future you may want to think about using your phone instead of, or as the, it is an app that is a credit card basically. So also, the credit card companies do not share your information with others, so nobody else is going to be picking up that credit card number and sending you advertisements and that sort of thing. Well, on to something that's, I think, pretty practical. Do you buy food in plastic containers? I'm talking about cottage cheese, sour cream. Maybe you bought some chip dip over the weekend. You know, there's a whole variety of foods, hummus, et cetera, that come in those little plastic containers. And you end up with plastic lids. What do you use them for? Well, I often wash and reuse the container and the lid, but sometimes they end up with lids that there's no container for. So, a couple of things. You might want to keep one in your vehicle. You can scrape, probably not real, real heavy frost, but you can scrape frost away with the edge of the plastic lid, and it will not destroy, will not scratch the glass. How about moving furniture? You're moving some furniture and you don't have the perches kinds of things you put under the legs. Hey, put a plastic container lid under each leg, and it will slide pretty easily. Won't scratch the hardwood floors or snag the carpet. So keep a couple of those extras. If you have a junk drawer, doesn't every home have at least one junk drawer? You might want to keep an extra plastic lid in there and say, oh, yeah, I could use that. Okay, here's one for all of the people who wear earrings. And the I don't know how you store those, you know. But one of the things you can do to keep them together is to poke a little hole in the plastic lid, a number of little holes in the plastic lid, and put your earring through that little hole, put the back on, and you can easily find the pairs all the time. Won't take much time after you've got that first batch of holes in the lid. There you go. Maybe not as pretty as some other ring holders, but inexpensive. And doesn't take up much space in your jewelry box or wherever you happen to keep those earrings. And finally, if you're hanging a picture or sometimes have to drive a nail into the wall and you're not the expert carpenter that will always hit the nail, well, cut a little slit in the plastic lid and put the nail through it. And then if you miss, when you're hammering and you miss the nail, you won't have a ding in your wall or the other, wherever you don't want a ding. And then, of course, you just remove the plastic lid once the nail is in place. Other uses for plastic lids, I'm guessing you could add to that list. They can be handy dandy. So if you don't recycle them and you want to keep a few on hand, well, you probably still want to recycle some, but if you don't recycle all of them, hey, lots of uses for those plastic lids. So until next time, have a great sunny, snowy day.